Weekly Web Tools number 44.
Welcome to Weekly Web Tools. Tips and tools for the DIY webmaster. Find us at weeklywebtools.com.
Hey, this is Dave, and you know I've been talking about Split Test Accelerator, and you're probably thinking, but Dave, what about Google Website Optimizer? It's free. Well, Split Test Accelerator can test 20 factors at the same time with over 4 million combinations. You can't test that many combinations with Google, and if you did, it would take 4 million visitors to get well-balanced data. But Split Test Accelerator can test all 4 million plus combinations by testing just 36 combinations carefully selected out of the 4 million. By randomly rotating these combinations through just a few thousand visitors, it can make very profitable recommendations. And I'm probably losing you with all these numbers. Let's get to the bottom line. With the exception of very small tests, Split Test Accelerator will give you results many times faster than Google Website Optimizer. There's some other differences in flexibility. Go out to our website, weeklywebtools.com, click on the link for Split Test Accelerator, and find out more today. All right, welcome to Weekly Web Tools. Got a free tool to kick off the show here. I'm Dave Jackson. Probably, we'll see if it's going to be a short show or not. I still battling a cold. In fact, this is the best I've sounded all day, which is why I turned on the microphone. Thank you very much for tuning in. And in past shows, we've talked about, GoToMyMeeting and WebEx and Personi was a system I used. I loved that system. They had a great deal. You could buy it for like $100. You threw it on your system. You could have 10 people in a meeting. You could then conference in. You could do whiteboards. You could share your screen. You could share presentations. You could do polls. Awesome piece of software. And no monthly fee. For whatever reason, they threw away the system, reinvented themselves, and now they're a per-monthly thing, blah, blah, blah. Really expensive now. And it's weird because I cannot find a replacement, because people will come to my meetings and go, wow, this is really cool. What is it? And I'll go, Personi. And they'll be like, oh, cool. Where do I buy it? And I go, you can't. So if you know of any system, and that's the other cool thing about it, Personi, you didn't have to install any software. If you were a presenter, you did, obviously, but your visitors didn't. And I thought I found a replacement at dimdim.com. And it's a pretty cool presentation program. You can share your screen, you can share a presentation, and you can whiteboard, which is cool. The kind of downside to it, at least for the free version, is if you want to have audio, only three people besides yourself can have a microphone. So it's good for small meetings. Other than that, there is a live chat, and you can have personal chats, and you can basically, if you wanted to, you could pass a microphone around. So you can give and take away both chat and talk capabilities. You can also remove people. So if you have somebody being a total weenie, you can remove them from the room. The only thing I thought was kind of, if you had kind of newbie users, when you first log into DimDim, a box pops up and says, hey, can Flash access your microphone and video? That's the other thing. You can actually do video meetings on this if you wanted to. It's an open source project. And when I used it, I had some users basically that had some issues getting it to start. And then I had a deal where it moved my input setting to my microphone setting. Well, I plug my microphone into my line in, long story, but it changed that setting. So for about 5 minutes, I had to figure out why people couldn't hear me. So it's an okay system. Has potential, but you're probably going to want to send some... Oh, that's the other thing. It doesn't have a registration. It says you can schedule things in the future, which you can, but there's no way... Like, you have to kind of have the meeting open to send somebody a direct link to the meeting. That's kind of... Yeah. So, where Personi had a scheduling feature, and you could send people a direct link to register, there's no registration. And that's where what I used this week. I used Eventbrite, because you can have tickets, you can sell tickets to an event. So in this case, I was selling tickets to a webinar I was doing, and it was free. So you can do that with Eventbrite. And then I just, as I started the meeting, I grabbed the emails out of Eventbrite, stuck them into DimDim, and then DimDim emails people and says, hey, your meeting's starting now, and they click on a link and they're right in. So You can also have a waiting room, which Persony didn't have, where you could then say, see who's here, and maybe if you're trying to get things ready first, maybe a presentation, something like that, and then you can promote people into the room. So it's an interesting program. Like I said, it's free. There are, like I said, there's only three people per room. And if you want to go for a paid version, let me take that back. You can have three people with microphones in a room. You can upgrade to that if you want more. And that's all available at DimDim. It's DIMDIM.com. All right, as most of you know, I am a back in school at the ripe old age of 43 in college, and I'm doing a class where I am evaluating another curriculum, and the curriculum I'm evaluating is a communications field, and in that field, I found this resource. But do you guys even care? No. Who cares, Dave? What is it? Here's this is one of those you probably got to go to the show notes. It's Poyntextra, P-O-Y-N-Textra. .org/iTrack, E-Y-E, track 2004. And then if you need to go index.htm, but you don't need to do that. But I'll put a link to this out in the show notes. It's all about how your eye follows a page. And there's an article about page design. There's an article about advertising, homepage design. It's pretty cool. Now, unfortunately, as the URL might... you know, leads us to believe this is from 2004, but I found it and thought it was pretty cool and thought you would too. This is an interesting little trick. It's a tool called Zamzar. It says Zamzar is dedicated to helping you transform your songs, videos, images, and documents into different formats. Our mission is to provide high-quality file conversion for as many file formats as possible. We are intent on bringing order to your file system by offering you a one-stop solution for all your conversion needs. Like others, we're fed up with having files in all sorts of formats and new easy way of converting between them. The quest to find a better way led to the birth of Zamzar. And Zamzar, the name, is based on a character from the Bohemian author Frank... Oh, who cares? It means the metamorphosis. It's interesting, and you go to the page, and... you basically say, hey, here's where the, oh, I don't know, you know, JPEG is, and I want it in a PNG, or here's where the, I want to know if I could do this. This would be cool. Here's where the RM, the real media file, is, and I could convert it to an M4A. That would be cool. Is that an option? Video formats. iPhone, iPod, that would be the same thing. All sorts of... You could also zip it up, which is interesting. Image formats. BMP, JPEG, PCX, PNG, TIFF. Document format. So you could take a Word document and convert it to a PDF. You could convert it to HTML. You can convert it to text. Interesting stuff. Haven't used this one. And apparently... this is how they make money. It must not be a very fast service because you can convert 1 gigabit files. Maybe there's a file size limit. And you can convert it faster with no ads because there are a bunch of... They kind of bombard you with ads. It's kind of like you send it. You have to sit there and watch ads while they do whatever it is they're doing for you. So interesting if you're looking to convert some files without... if you're somewhere and you don't have your laptop or something and you... you want this file. It actually emails you. It converts the file and emails it to you, which is kind of bizarre. So I'll put a link to that out in the show notes. Next up, we have a pretty cool tool. If you're into widgets for your MySpace, Facebook, WordPress, blah, 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 check out widgetbox.com. I was over there and found a very cool Flash MP3 player. Very interesting stuff. There's some stuff that's very, you know, specific to a game or things, a lot of games, things like that, but definitely worth a look. It's widgetbox.com. And while I was there, I was using this Flash MP3 player that you can change the colors on, and that pointed me at a website, colorpicker.com. So if you've ever had a customer, it's like, well, I want it to be kind of a blue with maybe a tint of purple, or you know, send them to colorpicker.com and say, look, move the mouse, find out what shade of color you want, and then tell me what the letters and numbers are at the top of the screen, and it creates it to an HTML. I'm not sure exactly what the technical term is. It turns it into the binary code, maybe, of the color. I'm not sure what it stands for, but the numbers represent the color. You know what I mean. All right, one last little tip here from if you go out to our website, weeklywebtools.com, we've got the free SEO news. And this is more, not so much news as a tip. I think we've talked in the past about site links. If you go to Google, sometimes you'll see where it not only gives a domain and, you know, like the description, but they'll have some links listed there. And the problem with site links is, of course, you can't tell Google which links to use. And so, in some cases, you may have no site links, and that could be, especially if your page is all in Flash, you need to maybe make a couple easy navigation buttons, and they should be standard text links that can be easily parsed and by search engine spiders. That might help. You can use clear navigation on your web pages. If you have a lot of navigation, make some clear ones. If it has clear navigation, it's going to be easier to get site links for your website. Do not use too many navigation links. It makes it easy for and make it easy for web surfers and search engines to find out which pages of your website are more. I'm sorry, are the most important. So when you have that clear navigation, now if you have the wrong site links, you can actually log into your Google Webmaster Tools and go to links and site links, and you can block certain pages from being site links. However, you can't tell Google what pages to use as your site links. You can only block those that are there. So if you happen to, you know, Google your domain and you see your site links and you're like, hey, those are the wrong ones, you can go into Google Webmaster Tools and turn those off. Hey, just a quick reminder, if you are looking for a domain name, if you go over to GoDaddy.com and use the coupon code COOLER and the number 3, you can get that .com domain name for $6.95 a year. Well, hey, that is going to do it for this edition of Weekly Web Tools. Now, if you're listening to this show right now on some sort of click-to-listen option, do consider subscribing to the podcast in iTunes. Simply go to weeklywebtools.com/iTunes, and you'll never miss another episode. Now, if you would like to submit your favorite tools, it's very easy. Simply go over to weeklywebtools.com/links, courtesy of phpwebscripts.com, and simply register and submit a link to your favorite tool. We'll talk about the tool and you in a future episode of Weekly Web Tools. You can also visit our forums, weeklywebtools.com/forums. Email me, dave@weeklywebtools.com, or call in 888-563-3228. Our website again, weeklywebtools.com. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, and we'll see you again next week on Weekly Web Tools.